Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
To the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
Poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the publisher of Mullings.com. He's a political operative of the Republican persuasion. Full disclosure, he spins to the right. And he's our good friend Rich Galen. Welcome back.
Thank you, Val. Nice to be with you.
Happy good to have you back.
Liberty.
Yeah. Rich is inside the Beltway, folks. And so that means, so I just, you know, and again, full disclosure. Hey, Rich.
if I go out to the back deck, I can see the Beltway.
That's right. Hey, Rich, yesterday, or this weekend, I'm not sure what it was, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, President Obama went to a rally, and I've forgotten where, but I saw what he said, and I heard what he said.
Milwaukee.
He said, Milwaukee, okay. He said, if I was looking for a job, I'd want a good-paying job. I'd join a union. Well, and you know what? That's fine. He gets to have that opinion. But he's the president of the United States. He's responsible. He's the president of everyone. And he is, he also is, I don't like the idea of thinking a president is supposed to be in charge of the economy, but he sure is supposed to help the economy. And I haven't heard him make a speech where he said, I think small business owners are wonderful. If I wanted a job, I'd want to go to work for a small business. I haven't heard him say that.
No, that's right. And it's even been worse than that, because the tax policies that he has demanded are, as you have talked about, without stop,
yeah,
and properly so, have been anti-small business. So it's not just that he doesn't say good things about small business, but he does act and speaks in things that are bad for small business. But, you know, when I was reading that, I didn't see it live, but when I was reading about it yesterday, the thing that struck me, Jim, was that here's a guy that's never had a job in the private sector.
That's right,
ever.
That's right.
And one of the things, and we may have talked about this on this program before, one of the things that you have to keep in mind is that public unions, one of the reasons cities and states are in such trouble,
right, like Detroit,
public unions have no governor on top of them. They can just keep asking for more and more and more, and the taxpayers have to pony up because, you know, we may get a vote indirectly, but we don't get to vote directly on
That's
taxes
right.
for the most part. Private unions understand that if they keep asking for two more and more and more to the point that it gets to be too much, the business goes out of business.
They kill the goose.
Yeah, and so they're kind of smarter about this generally, not all the time, but generally, because they know there's only so much they can get before the business just
collapses. That's the reason those are called negotiations.
Yeah,
public sector unions they're not much on negotiating, are they?
That's right. But look at Mr. Obama's background. He's never not worked for the public sector, so he has no concept of this.
Yeah. Well, and you were right about, you talked about his tax policies. It's not just his tax policies, though, because, I mean, his rhetoric, his anti-business rhetoric, telling me as a small business owner that I'm fortunate to be successful, that I'm successful because I'm fortunate. And I disagreed with that. I actually wrote a piece about that, and I said, Mr. Obama, I'm not fortunate to be successful. I'm fortunate to be an American. I'm successful because I live in America where I have the ability to work as hard as I want and can and make something happen. That's why I'm fortunate.
Yeah, remember that infamous, you didn't do this,
you didn't build this? You didn't build this, yeah.
I mean, even when he tried, no, he wouldn't even try it, but even when they had the opportunity to praise small business people, he slapped them upside the head by saying they didn't do it, it was the people that work for them that did.
The numbers make no sense, though, Rich. And you and I have talked about his ideology, about his intransigent ideology. The numbers make no sense because unions, especially private sector unions, are only about 7% of the workforce. Small business owners, Rich, did you know that if you added up all the owners and all the employees of small business, it would be about 100 million people? Did you know that?
No, and it's
all the owners, and all the everybody directly and indirectly, meaning like, you know, voting children, voting age children of business owners and their employees. It's about 100 million people. That's a third of the population.
That's a third, yeah.
Yeah, now, see my point about this? That gives you an idea about his ideology. Why is he focusing, why is he spending so much time? It doesn't even make political sense, does it?
well, only to the point that he knows that most, probably 80% of that 7% will vote for Democrats.
Right.
And probably 70% of that one-third will vote for Republicans.
Well, and your numbers are very apt, because I polled my audience recently, and 63% said that they would be more likely to vote Republican.
Yeah.
Only 5% of my audience said they'd vote for Democrat. How about that?
0% of my audience.
Yeah, please. Yeah, probably. Tweet Hill, right back with Rich Gannon. We're going to talk about public foreign policy, I should say. And I got a couple of quotes I'm going to read to you when we come back. Stay with us.
If you are a...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.